This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a dramatic interpretation of the Bush administration's education policy, No Child Left Behind.
First, though, the big three automakers go before Congress next week to beg for a $25 billion infusion of cash. They may be getting some support from an unlikely source, their competitors. We're joined now by Sean McElinden. He's chief economist and vice president of research at the Center for Automotive Research. Thanks for coming along to our program here.
It's a pleasure.
You would think that car makers like Honda, Toyota, and Nissan would have absolutely no problem with the big three failing. It means a little less competition for them. So why do they want them to survive?
Well, it's a good solid business reason. They share to a large extent the same supplier network for parts and components in North America. In fact, about 75% of the content of their best-selling vehicles they manufacture here are comprised of parts and components made in North America, and many of those parts and components are made by major suppliers and small suppliers that supply the big three.
So what would happen if the big three failed? Would there be enough business to keep those parts manufacturers in business, or would they have to close shop?
In many cases, it would not be enough business. Many of the big three suppliers rely on the Detroit companies for 60 to 70% of their sales, and the Honda Toyota business or Nissan or Hyundai wouldn't keep their suppliers afloat or viable. There are thousands of smaller suppliers at the second and third tier. Some of them aren't even known by name because they supply the other suppliers that would suddenly fold up and close. Of course, you need every single part in a car, 8 to 14,000 of them, to have a car, you know, a complete set. So it would be a nightmare scenario for large companies like Toyota and Honda operating in North America to essentially contact, run around, identify, financially support many of these failing suppliers. And it's very likely their production lines would cease to operate in many cases for some time, for months.
So what would that mean for the American consumer? Would it then cost a whole lot more to buy one of these cars?
Yeah, in a recent model we did on the impact of a Detroit 3 shutdown, we did assume that no vehicles would be produced in the United States for almost up to a year. We would have to rely on imported models. And, of course, not every vehicle Toyota and Honda built in North America is produced in Japan or elsewhere. So there would be a direct loss for a while. But, yes, essentially we'd be relying completely on imports at a higher price, probably. We assumed about 15% higher price.
What about other foreign car makers like Volvo, BMW, Volkswagen? How are they impacted?
Well, actually, some of the Volvo models are built in using similar parts, even overseas, to the Ford models. They wouldn't be as impacted as heavily in Europe, I believe, as the foreign automakers here in the United States. BMW has a plant in South Carolina that would be impacted, we think, but not as severely as the Japanese or the Koreans. But they're a very small fraction of the market. You know, the domestically produced BMWs and the Mercedes in Alabama, and I believe even in their case, there would be production interruptions, so they may be forced to rely on imports as well.
So what kind of a bailout plan are these foreign automakers hoping for the big three?
Well, I think they really don't want the companies here in Detroit to go bankrupt. They would probably like to see a negotiated bailout with the government that allows the companies to operate and improve their business viability, you know, restructuring ahead of bankruptcy and allowing the supplier sector to adapt to the gradual loss of Detroit business so that you know, they could convert over to larger shares of business from the international producers. But a sudden shutdown, a shock, would be terrible. We call it a supplier shock. You know, this is the most integrated industry operating in the United States. It buys from 20 other related large manufacturing industries and relies on 4,200 parts suppliers. And, you know, it's not a department store where you just essentially import stuff from overseas. Much of it is domestically produced. And by many small companies, one missing gear, one missing small stamping, and you have no car. Most of the pain is really up front, very expensive, and something they really don't want to go through. They're hoping it doesn't happen almost as much as the Detroit 3.
Sean McElinden is with the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Thanks so much, sir.
Okay, bye.